Long Beach Cinematheque is a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the celebration and study of classic and independent cinema. Because of them, the first week in February is starting out as Latino Week. Logan Crow explains.
Speaking with Logan Crow, the mastermind behind Long Beach Cinematheque and Mondo Celluloid. How you doing, Logan?
Pretty well. How are you?
All right. Let's talk about these two events coming up next week. First, let's talk about the special screening at the Art Theater on 4th Street next Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, it somehow lined up to be an amazing sort of lineup of Mexican-themed films. We have on Wednesday an advanced screening of the film Beautiful, which yesterday actually was nominated for Best Actor and Best Foreign Language Film. We were able to secure...
Best Actor Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem, yes, who's previously won. We were able to secure a screening Wednesday night, February the 2nd at 9 p.m., and it's a complimentary advanced screening. The studio's hoping to get people to see it and spread the word. It comes out wide theatrically the very next day.
First of all, what a heck of a catch here. And the fact that Javier has been nominated is fantastic.
Really intense actor. I mean, he's just and he's great because he can do comedy too. And I mean, he can be light on his feet, but I mean, when he's dark, he's pretty dark, and he carries it well. He's pretty amazing.
Then the next day, February 3rd, Thursday, the Cinema Mola. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, the next day is Cinemola, and what we're going to do is a couple things. We are going to be screening a documentary called Ulama, The Game of Life and Death, The Sport of Life and Death, which is a documentary about an ancient sport with Mesoamerican sort of history where, in a very symbolic gesture having to do with creationism, light and day, yin and yang, teams would play with a rubber ball. And the losing team would sometimes lose their heads. They'd be sacrificed to the gods for fertility. It's an amazing, amazing history. And I actually just watched it myself and it's a whole new history I wasn't aware of in terms of, you know, thousands of years ago, there was a ball game played with a rubber ball with rules and baskets and the whole shebang. So it's pretty illuminating. And we're going to have the director of the documentary in person to speak on their film. And we're opening the evening up with student films from the YMCA Youth Institute, which, Antonio, you know about. Just an amazing, amazing organization in Long Beach that really, it's brilliant. They use multimedia arts, everything from filmmaking to website design to corporate logo design to sort of enrich high school, low-income high school youth, in which they're sort of, you know, cultural perspective, they're you know, engage their creativity, their collaboration, sort of help mold them into, you know, stepping out into the workforce. And what I really dig about this organization is they're less interested in, you know, are we trying to make future filmmakers? Are we trying to make future musicians? So much as, you know, they're trying to make young men and women.
Yeah.
And really nowadays, multimedia is an amazing way to go.
Right.
It's very intensive. It's something that you need to collaborate on, and it's a wonderful facility.
Biggest Secret in Long Beach. It's been around for 10 years. It's at 7th and Linden, and they're doing incredible things there. I mean, they probably have somewhere close to 1,000 kids have gone through there over a 10-year period, and most of them have gone on to college.
Yeah,
so there's Cinema Mola, which is, of course, at the Museum of Latin American Art. You've got this screening. You've got two screenings then that evening at the museum. So let's talk.
The next night, that Friday at midnight, finally, after a couple of years, I've been really wanting to screen this film. We're screening Alejandro Jodorowsky's 1989 film, Santa Sangre, which is an incredible film. It was one of Roger Ebert's top 10 of 1990, and he gave it a 4-star review. It's an amazing, amazing film that was really highly celebrated critically and then just sort of went nowhere. The video didn't really pick up, and it sort of had a cult following for a while, and it's now being released on a remastered Blu-ray, and we were able to secure a copy, and so I'm really excited. We've screened Jodorowsky's previous films before, and we've gotten a lot of requests for it. So Santa Sangre, it's a Mexican-Italian produced film. It's really marvelous and very surreal and bizarre and beautiful, and that's Friday at Midnight at the Art.
So you got three things going on next week. So let's repeat them again, okay? Wednesday, February 2nd.
It's a free screening of Beautiful, and for information on that, it's lbcinema.org/beautiful. And Beautiful, in this case, is spelled B-I-U-T-I-F-U-L. And then that's, yeah, that's Wednesday.
And that's at the Art Theater on 4th
Correct.
Street.
And I want to really thank, quickly thank our sponsors. Sino Tequila will be pouring margaritas that night at the theater. And Lola's Mexican Cuisine will be donating 20% of their proceeds for the evening to the Cinematheque. So I want to thank Sino and Lola's for their support on this event.
That's fantastic. Then the next night, February 3rd, at the Museum of Latin American Art on Alamitos, between 6th and 7th Street. And the times for both the screening and the youth films.
We're starting the youth films at 7 p.m. sharp. And then we're starting the feature film at 8 p.m. sharp, but we'll run repeats of – there's two auditoriums there. There's the Charter Room and the Babella Room. We're going to be running the student films in the Charter Room at 7 and 8 and at 9, and then the feature will be starting promptly at 8.
And then the Friday evening screening is going to be at the Art Theater again?
Correct, at midnight.
At midnight. Okay. If people want more information, how do they find it?
lbcinema.org.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Logan Crowe. And folks, it's going to be an exciting first week of February, both on 4th Street at the Art Theater and on Alamitos at Museum of Latin American Art. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Antonio. Thanks for having me on.
For more information about Long Beach Cinema Tech, go to lbcinema.org.